Besides listening to Heart and Soul throughout this great station, this is also a reminder that you can hear Heart and Soul as many times as you wish on our podcast site. Just go to our website, Heart and Soul Radio Ministries Australia. You can find it by inserting this title through Google. Once you have found our homepage, look on the menu and find Tune In. You will then find our current programs on the podcast appear at the lower part of the page. Then just select the program you want. Each program has a message title. For you today, here is Heart and Soul speaker David Evans.
In the kingdom, there are positions which are regarded as positions of honour and dishonour. We may well define positions of lesser importance as roles which seem to be unnoticed or dispensable. When we think of these roles, they may not be the ones that have a noticeable profile. Yet in the church or any organisation, these unnoticed roles would be sorely missed, just like a missing screw or a nail in a superstructure. It seems the small things are not to be despised, yet alone forgotten, as to their importance in the scheme of things. Apart from everything starting small and progressing to something bigger, some small things are in place because something bigger would not fit. We speak of things that are fit for purpose. Each of us in the role we occupy is very important in the scheme of things. In the Gospels, Jesus speaks of a meal where guests are seated in a certain place, either at the head or at the foot, or points in between, according to their place of honour considered by the host. It's mentioned in the parable of the guests in Luke 14. Jesus said, "When you are invited to a wedding feast, don't sit in the seat of honour. What if someone who is more distinguished than you has also been invited? The host will come and say, 'Give this person your seat.' Then you will be embarrassed and you will have to take whatever seat is left at the foot of the table. Instead, take the lowest place at the foot of the table. Then when your host sees you, he will come and say, 'Friend, we have a better place for you.' Then you will be honoured in front of all the other guests." The point is that the master points each one to a place at the table, but this principle also applies in service positions in life and certainly in the church. So, if we do not like our position, do we walk away from it or do we do it grudgingly? Either way, we miss out on the blessing of being faithful to the role the Lord has given to us. And this is often because we see none or little value in what we are called to do. We think, what difference can this appointment make to the overall benefit of the kingdom? We look at persons in more preferable roles. we can see how much their role obviously contributes to the kingdom, and so we find no satisfaction in our appointed role. Or on a more personal note, we may covet to be asked to fill a role more attractive to us. There are two examples in the Bible that could be considered examples of what I have been talking about. Both of them are Old Testament roles. Psalm 84 verse 10 is a key verse. The authors associated with Psalms 84 are the Korahites, or sons of Korah. The Korahites are set aside for the service of the Lord in 1 Chronicles 9:19. They were placed in charge of the worship or works of service and keepers of the thresholds, doorkeepers of the sanctuary. And in the psalm we find these words, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of my God than live in the tents of the wicked. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." At first glance, it might appear that the Korahites were involved as keepers of the door, were acting in a security role for the temple. Doorkeepers could admit or exclude anyone who sought entrance to the temple. It was an authoritative position, but there was the possibility of it being a boring job. Was there any of the Korahites who wished they were in a more prominent role, like a priest or a member of the Sanhedrin? Did they wish for a position that afforded more honour? Would it be being a mere doorkeeper pale into insignificance when compared to living in the luxury of a rich man's tent? Not according to the sons of Korah, who wrote Psalm 84. Notice he writes and sings, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Well, the meaning is clear. Do gladly whatever position the Lord requires you to be in. Actually, the doorkeeper was regarded as a guard to the gates of the city, public buildings, or temples. A doorkeeper might guard the entrance of a sheepfold, sitting down at the entrance as the door of the sheepfold. Jesus, in his claim to be the good shepherd, saw himself as the doorkeeper of his own fold. Doorkeepers were of great value because the ones guarded by him or her, and there were women gatekeepers in the Bible. A woman is mentioned as doorkeeper in the palace of Ishbosheth in 2 Samuel 4:6. Those guarded felt secure in the place where a doorkeeper, a good doorkeeper, did his or her job faithfully. In my own experience, I've been a doorkeeper at the front door of the church, and as people pass through the entrance, it's been my joy to greet them. They are a lesson to all of us that any position in the Lord regarded as menial can be the means of great blessing to others. In a church, the doorkeeper gets to meet more people than even the pastor or other church officers. I've even prayed for someone on the way into church because they needed it there at the front door. So, if you are in what you might consider a lesser position than you would like, be content where you are, and whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Be found faithful in all appointments. Consider also a position in the Bible called an armor bearer. Like a doorkeeper, an armor bearer serves in a secondary position, but his or her role is vital as a support person to the warrior. I always remember a picture of the Bible story David and Goliath. In the picture, the armor bearer is shown standing close to Goliath, holding his weapons and handling whatever weapon Goliath needed. The armor bearer was a facilitator. Without him, the warrior's hands would not be free to hold spare weapons and throw the javelin or spear at the same time. In a battle, the warrior, when he wins, is given the plaudits, while the armor bearer might not hear any accolades for his contribution, but an experienced armor bearer as an assistant knows his contribution to the success of the battle was vital to the result. We see many servants in situations not considered when the credit is given for a good result. I think of those noble and wonderful people in the hospital's emergency rooms called nurses. Who is it that is available to hand the surgical instruments to the surgeon who uses them to save a life? Who is it who cleans up after the surgery and ministers to the patient in recovery? Today we sing the praises of the nurses and ambos, and others like them who might never hear acclamation for much of the hidden work they do. We could multiply that many times for those wonderful people who day by day serve in lowly positions while others get the credit. Chuck Swindoll has written, quote, "Serving God by serving others definitely has rewards, and they are numerous. They far outweigh the consequences. When we think about them, they motivate us to keep going." He tells about a little boy in a Baptist church in South Texas singing the words of a song, and I think I can remember this song. It goes like this: "I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. When through wonderful grace by my Saviour I stand, will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown? When at evening the sun goeth down, when I wake with the best in the mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown?" Jesus warned in Matthew 6:1, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you have no reward with your Father in heaven." Two more times in Matthew 6:2 and 6:5, Jesus cautioned similarly to not do things to be honored or seen by men. The implication is clear. People can do things to be seen or noticed by men. In the context of the story, the people who had improper motives, called hypocrites, in Matthew 6:2, were doing good things such as giving alms to the poor, praying and giving. Jesus was not faulting the actions of the hypocrites, only the motivation. Improper motives have been a part of human nature throughout. In Isaiah 58 verse 10 we read, "If you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday." Mark 9:35 records, "And he sat down and he called the 12 and he said to them, 'If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all.'" There was the occasion when James and John sought to sit on the left and right of Jesus on his throne. Listen to the words of Jesus in Mark 10:42 to 45. "So Jesus called them together and said, 'You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Is it any wonder, in the spirit of Psalm 84, we can gladly say, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, the tents of human honour." Please note that there are many souls who, having been willing to serve him in the little things, will be given to participate then in the bigger things. The lesson today is: be faithful in your placement. Serve the Lord gladly. Let him come along when he will and say, "Come up a little higher." May the Lord show you your placement in his service. All placements, big or small, in Christ are places of honor. Thank you to all the little people out there serving him gladly. Let's listen to that old song then, "Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown?" And it's sung to us by the Ben Spears Singers.
Stars in your stars.
more music ahead on Heart and Soul.